you probably touched at least 10 different tools before lunch yesterday. Email, Slack, calendar, project boards, docs, dashboards, and that's before you actually did any real work. The hidden cost isn't the tools themselves. It's the constant context switching that quietly taxes your judgment and slows your decisions.
And what's sneaky is that it feels productive. You're responding, checking, skimming, approving. But if you zoom out and ask, where does my actual decision-making live? It's nowhere. It's smeared across tabs.
This episode is about fixing that with a simple idea. An executive interface. Not another dashboard. Not a new app to set up and maintain. A thin, text-first command surface that sits above your existing tools and gives you one place to see, decide, and direct your work.
Think of it as your cockpit. All the instruments can stay where they are in the plane, but you, as the pilot, have one panel that aggregates what matters, shows you your next moves, and lets you issue clear commands without walking up and down the aisle of your tool stack.
Here's the structure for today's briefing. First, we'll define what an executive interface actually is. Then we'll walk through a three-layer model: inputs, views, and commands. After that, I'll give you a concrete way to build a minimal version in under an hour with tools you already use. We'll close with a few failure modes to avoid and one simple action step. Let's define it precisely. An executive interface is a single, text-first page where your day's work gets centralized into three motions: seeing, deciding, and directing. Seeing means surfacing the right signals. Deciding means imposing your priorities on those signals. Directing means telling your tools and your collaborators what happens next.
And the key word here is text first. This is not a fancy visualization layer. This is a place where you can literally type, what matters today? And your AI assistant answers based on your calendar, your tasks, your key threads. It's closer to a command line for your work than a dashboard.
Exactly. The tools themselves stay where they are. Your email is still in Gmail or Outlook. Your projects are in Asana or Notion. Your docs live wherever they live. The executive interface is the thin layer on top that concentrates your judgment and lets AI handle the glue work between tools.
If you remember nothing else, remember this. Your value isn't in clicking around tools. It's in making clean decisions. The system reveals the truth, and an executive interface is just the system that reveals what deserves your attention right now.
Let's get concrete and walk the three layers, starting with inputs. Layer 1 is deciding which signals actually matter and how they enter your interface with as little friction as possible. At a minimum, your inputs should cover three categories. 1. Time commitments, meetings and time-blocked work from your calendar. 2. Obligations, tasks, deadlines, approvals. 3. Conversations that can change your priorities, key email threads or chat channels.
A simple way to implement this is pick one workspace, maybe a single Notion page, a Google Doc, or even a dedicated note in your Notes app. Then decide how signals arrive there. For example, you might star emails and have your AI assistant pull starred items into a short list on that page every morning.
Same idea with tasks. You keep using your task manager, but you tag or label the ones that truly require your judgment. Your AI assistant then aggregates those tagged tasks into Needs My Decision section on the interface. You're not duplicating the entire tool. You're curating the top layer.
For conversations, you might maintain a short list of executive channels and executive threads. Maybe it's 3 Slack channels and 5 ongoing email threads. Your assistant can summarize overnight activity from just those into a few bullet points that appear in your interface as signals from the field.
The principle is simple. Only a few signals get promoted to the interface. If everything is important, nothing is. You want the inputs layer to feel like a narrow funnel, not a fire hose. Layer 2 is views. Once you have inputs flowing into a single surface, views are the reusable snapshots you use to look at that information from different time horizons.
We recommend you start with just 3: today, this week, and strategic bets. Today is your execution lens. What must happen in the next 24 hours? This week is your coordination lens. What moves the needle over the next 5 to 7 days? Strategic bets is your altitude lens, what you're consciously advancing over the next quarter.
The beauty of using an AI assistant here is that these views can be dynamic. You don't need to manually rewrite them every day. Instead, you define what each view means once. Then you ask your assistant to refresh them based on the latest inputs.
For example, your today view might be defined as meetings on your calendar, plus any tasks tagged today or urgent, plus any conversations flagged as needing a response within 24 hours. You then ask, generate my today view, and your assistant writes it out as a short, prioritized list on the page.
Your this week view could roll up the top 3 outcomes you want, supported by relevant tasks and upcoming meetings. And your strategic bets view might list your 2 or 3 active initiatives with a sentence on status and the single next step for each.
Notice what's missing. 10 different boards, charts, and widgets. Views are text templates, not dashboards. Patterns create power, and you want just a few patterns you reuse daily, not a new layout every week.
Layer 3 is commands. This is where things start to feel like a proper executive interface instead of a static document. Commands are short, natural language prompts you reuse to operate on your views.
Think of them as your personal menu. A few examples: summarize today, propose a weekly plan, draft delegations, surface hidden conflicts, or highlight anything that threatens my top 3 priorities. You're not improvising a new prompt every time. You're reusing a small set that works.
Let's make that concrete. You might have a command called summarize today, defined as, given my today view, summarize my top 3 priorities, the critical meetings, and any risk if I ignore the rest. You run that each morning, and your assistant writes you a brief you can scan in under a minute.
Or draft delegations. You could say, from my today and this week views, draft short delegation messages for any task that doesn't require my unique judgment, formatted as bullet points I can paste into email or chat. Now your assistant is doing the glue work while you stay in judgment mode.
Over time, you'll probably end up with 5 to 10 commands you use repeatedly. But to start, you only need one, the one that makes it easier to begin your day with clarity instead of noise. Now, how do you build a minimal executive interface in under an hour using what you already have? Let's walk the steps.
Step 1, choose your surface. Pick one: a single Notion page, 1 Google Doc, or a dedicated note in something like Obsidian or Apple Notes. Name it clearly. Executive interface or command surface. This is where your judgment lives.
Step 2. Wire up one inputs. Only one to start. For most people, the highest leverage is calendar plus critical tasks. So you might connect your AI assistant to your calendar and your task manager. Then define a simple instruction like, pull today's meetings and tasks tagged exec into my interface.
Step 3. Define a single view. Today. On your page, add a small heading. Today. Underneath, write a short description in plain language. Meetings plus exec tagged tasks plus any urgent follow-ups. This becomes the specification your assistant uses whenever you say, generate my today view.
Step 4. Create one command. I'd start with, summarize today and propose a plan. Verbally, that might be, using my today view, summarize my top 3 priorities and propose a realistic schedule for the day with time blocks. Save that line somewhere visible on the interface so you reuse it.
Once you have those 4 pieces, surface, one input, one view, one command, you stop. You use it for a few days. You notice what feels heavy and what feels like leverage. Precision drives agency, and you want to add complexity only in response to real friction, not imagined edge cases.
Let's talk about failure modes, because this is where otherwise smart people lose the plot. Failure mode 1. Over-designing the interface. You turn this into a mini software project with multiple pages, color coding, and sophisticated automations. It looks impressive for 2 days and then quietly dies because it's too fragile to maintain.
If your interface requires a user manual, it's already broken. You want something you can explain in one sentence. This is where I see what matters, decide what to do, and direct next actions. Anything beyond that is optional and should earn its way in.
Failure mode 2. Turning it into a dashboard project. If you catch yourself tweaking visual layouts, adjusting charts, or obsessing over perfect categorization, you've slipped from executive thinking into designer mode. This is a text-first cockpit, not a BI tool.
Remember, you're building a command surface, not a museum exhibit. The question is, does this help me make a better decision in less time? If the answer's no, it doesn't belong in your interface.
Failure mode 3. Letting AI dictate your priorities. The assistant is there to assemble and transform information, not to decide what matters. Your views and commands should encode your priorities, not the other way around.
A simple guardrail. Before you accept any AI-generated plan, do a 30-second gut check. Ask, does this reflect the bets I've already chosen? If it doesn't, override it. You're not outsourcing strategy, you're outsourcing overhead.
Let's bring this home with a concrete action you can take today. Sometime in the next 24 hours, set up a single-page executive interface. One surface, one inputs flow, one view, one command.
For example, a Google Doc called Executive Interface. Have your AI assistant pull today's meetings and any tasks tagged X into a simple list under a heading called Today. Then run one command, summarize today, and propose a plan. That's it.
Use that minimal interface for a week before you add anything else. Let reality teach you where the friction is. The system reveals the truth, and your job is to tune the system just enough to amplify your judgment.
If this briefing helped you see your tools differently and you want more short, tactical episodes on building leverage with AI, hit subscribe so you don't miss the next one. We're here to help you turn scattered work into a clear command surface.
Make your next move count. Stay agentic.